This is Free Talk Live, hour number two, 1-800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number for you to call, 1-800-259-9231. It's Torgo here with you.
And also Johnson.
As well as Jason.
And we're still filling in for Ian and Manwich, as we were last night, and as we will be until the end of time.
Because something ridiculous has happened.
Something somewhat ridiculous has happened. We'll talk about that in just a moment, but
I think it's heroic.
You think it's heroic?
I do.
On whose part? Their part or mm-hmm. the parts of the...
their part.
The other party involved.
Yeah, okay. Well, one of the things you can do is you can go to our website at freetalklive.com. Check out all the free stuff that we've got for you there, including the live streaming. That's right. If you can't pick up Free Talk Live on your local radio station, or if you happen to live maybe outside the range of one of the radio stations, you know, you're listening to it on your way home, and then you find you've gone out of range. Well, that's okay. We stream the show live on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a broadband stream. We've got a dial-up stream. We've got the stream that's just right for your connection at freetalklive.com.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you can give them a call, 1-888-532-4604, or check out their website, freestateproject.org. The Free State Project. Join the Second American Revolution.
Today.
Right now.
Right now.
Go.
Or else.
Log on.
And if you're already a Free State Project member, they still got that first 1,000 thing going on.
They do.
The first 1,000 pledge. The goal of the Free State Project, they want to get 20,000 people to move to New Hampshire and start affecting change there to make things a little bit more freedom and liberty oriented. But
do you think Ian will be able to make it? Is that a conflict now?
I'm not sure exactly how that's going to work. Well, we'll talk about that again in detail a little bit later on. But some people just can't wait till we hit 20,000. They want to start making changes right now. And that's why the Free State Project has the first 1,000 pledge. You can go there and pledge to be one of the first 1,000 people who will make the move to New Hampshire. There's already, 100 and something? I don't have the number. There are several Free State Project members who have already made the move, and you can join up with them. Just make the pledge to be one of the first 1,000 at freestateproject.org. All right. Have you got something else, Johnson, or should I go on over here?
Why don't you go on?
Why don't I go on? Okay. Well, here's something ridiculous. It's happening in the state of Minnesota. Ah, Republicans. You know how I just said in the last segment that the government is too big and slow to be able to keep up with technology and to be able to either make any laws that would govern it properly or to be able to use it correctly in any sort of fashion?
That's right.
Well, on a state level, that's not quite so true. A computer disk that the Minnesota Republican Party prepared in order to support a ban on gay marriage has another purpose.
Uh-huh.
Gathering data on the politics of the people who view it.
How about that?
Yep. Basically, here's what's going to happen with this disk. The disk contains video clips from the Minnesota State Governor, the Secretary of State, the State Auditor, and the House Speaker. They talk about what they consider to be the dangers of gay marriage and why they believe a constitutional amendment is needed to ban it. So, you know, the Republican Party taking their Republican stance of gay marriage is wrong. We shouldn't let them get married. They're not right with me or with Jesus.
Yeah, fags ain't American.
That's right. Fred Phelps. That's who should run this country. God. So, anyway,
Reverend Falwell?
Well, God, I'm dying. So, in order to watch this video, what a person has to do who has this CD, you know, the Republican Party's sending this CD out, saying, here's our stance on gay marriage, watch it and learn something. Well, to watch the video, a person has to go to an internet site and punch in an ID code that tells the party who's watching the CD. Once the video is going, viewers are then asked questions on subjects like abortion, gun control, and party preference. Party officials distributed what they called test copies of the CDs, and they distributed those to media outlets and stuff. Those discs contained no disclaimers saying that the data was being collected and transmitted.
See, wow. It would be one thing if they were letting people know that they were harvesting all this information.
Yep. Well, political parties used to collect voter information by canvassing citizens one by one, or paying for subscriber lists, or, you know, I mean, people would voluntarily give their information over, say, and, you know, then, and it would take some work and some time, and everybody who was involved in the process knew what they were getting. But now, I don't know, it's just, the Minnesota Republican spokesman was just, oh, it's just the latest way to collect information. It's an ageless part of American politics, and I don't think it's anything that is a particularly big deal beyond that it's high tech. It's not different than 30 years ago filling out a voter survey in your kitchen and then mailing it in.
Except for the fact that people didn't know that they were failing, you know, not, people didn't know that they were mailing in the survey. That's the only problem. It's no different than filling out a voter survey and then having a black-masked government official raid into your house in the middle of the night and steal that survey off your desk without your permission and take it from you and then look at it and, you know, maybe fill in the blanks.
Oh, and don't forget about the fact that this data is being transmitted electronically, meaning there is the chance that someone could possibly get their hands on the data
and make copies of it.
Exactly. Now, the CEO of the company that produced the discs said that firewalls have been developed to ensure that the voter information is protected.
Ooh.
She said this after Minnesota Public Radio was able to access some of the data that was collected during testing. NPR discovered that data collected by the CDs was being sent to a computer server that was not secured, potentially making personal information in the database vulnerable to snoops.
Kudos, Minnesota Governor.
But the Republican Party says, oh, well, it'll be secured when we ship the real CDs. We just have it open right now, because we didn't think you'd catch us. You know, I don't know exactly. I'm like, oh, well, this is just the test of the CDs. We don't need to secure the servers. You people are just journalists. Your personal information is, that's okay if everybody gets that. I don't understand how they're going to try and cover that up and say that they didn't secure it, but they had plans to. I don't buy that in any way.
No, they were putting their foot in the water, just, they were seeing how far they could push it.
Wait a minute. Where is Jesse Ventura from?
Minnesota.
Okay, I was just curious.
But he's not the governor anymore.
No, not anymore. But
he's got other things.
Where is he? What's he doing? I mean, come on.
He quit. He got tired of this rubbish.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know he's keeping himself busy, though, because that is a man who ain't got time to bleed.
Son of a bitch is dug in like an Alabama tick.
Jesse Ventura is fantastic.
Yes, he is.
You know, I really do wish that Jesse Ventura had run for president. I really do. I hope he does in the next election. I mean, ever since he stopped being the governor of Minnesota, no one's heard from him. You know, he hasn't really made an impact anywhere. He hasn't stepped up, I'm Jesse Ventura, and I'm still here. You know, he's not doing anything. He's not acting anymore.
No.
He's not wrestling anymore. He's not in charge of any states or anything like that any longer. What's he doing? Like, knitting? I mean, he's got time at this point. Maybe
to bleed.
Maybe now he's making up for all the bleeding that he couldn't do earlier when he didn't have time. Maybe he's just sitting around bleeding all the time.
I don't know that I'd want Jesse Ventura as president. I think he'd be better than, for example, all the presidents we've had for the past several years, but I don't know.
He wouldn't be my ideal choice for president, but I think he would be the first third-party candidate that would have a chance compared to some of the, you know,
I don't know.
I think he'd get a higher percentage than what we've seen so far, and that would be a good step in the right direction.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, we will take your calls about anything. 1-800-259-9231. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. That's what this show is. 1-800.
Though it may not sound like it.
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds better. 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. 9231. We will take your call about anything political, personal, whatever is on your mind. It is Torgo here with you.
And I'm Johnson.
And Jason.
And you can go to our website at freetalklive.com. And while we do have all kinds of free stuff available for you on the website, we do sometimes ask a little something in return. And that would be through our AMP program. That's AMP, A-M-P, .freetalklive.com. Stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And what that is listeners who like the show, who agree with our message, and who want to help us spread the word of liberty have agreed to help us out with as little as $3 a month, which is then used to help advertise, market, and promote the show. Pays for radio industry advertising. It pays for some consulting. It pays for...
It pays for Ian and Manwich to go to D.C. and get in all sorts of trouble.
It pays for Ian and Manwich to take a trip and leave us to come in and cover for them. And, well, then they get themselves kind of in trouble.
Yeah.
Well...
It was bound to happen.
It was bound to happen. But that's amp.freetalklive.com. If you like the show, like what we're about, and you've got a couple extra bucks, we'd be more than happy to take it off your hands. Amp.freetalklive.com.
What is the website for those metal Bill of Rights, anyway?
Securityedition.com.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
It is the Bill of Rights Security Edition, which is a small metal card that has the Bill of Rights on it.
Right.
With the Fourth Amendment highlighted in red.
Right. And the purpose of this is to, you keep it in possibly the breast pocket of your shirt, and
yep.
you go through airport security. And, of course, you beep, because it's a metal, it's a piece of metal with the Bill of Rights on it. And then they, you know, they wave the wand over you and try to decipher what it is you have, and then you pull it out and say, oh, it must be my Bill of Rights. You'll want to be taking that.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, on the way through the airport metal detectors to get on the plane to come back down to Florida, TSA George didn't think it was too funny that Ian and Manwich had their Bill of Rights Security Edition in their pockets.
Yeah, they made a little bit of trouble for him, and I think TSA George was probably a bit lax at first.
And he was going to let him go, but then Ian had to be, oh, well, you think you can hold me because you're a big bureaucrat. And George, you know, was getting sick of the way Ian always treated him on the air and just said, look, this is my game now. We're going to do things my way.
You're in my world.
And then the cavity searches. Oh, the cavity searches. How much fun were the cavity searches? I don't know. You have to ask Ian when he gets out of jail. So, let's go to the phones. We got Rob in Hawaii. Rob, you are on Free Talk Live. How you doing, sir?
You guys are absolutely disgusting. You can be so cruel to Ian.
It wasn't us. It was TSA George.
Right.
I just thought I'd take you guys back to Radio Hell. You brought up the abortion topic the other day.
Oh, we sure did.
Yeah, we brought that up last night.
I don't know what in the world you were thinking, but... I wanted to maybe give you an anarchist approach to it that might shed some light on how we can diffuse this divisive libertarian issue.
Wait, you mean anarchist as opposed to Christian anarchist?
Just straight up anarchist, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Moral ethic.
Yeah. Go right ahead, Rob.
So, basically right now where technology stands, they had one child that survived at like 20 weeks age, and by about 28 weeks of age, they're fairly, they have a fairly, very high survival rate, do quite well. And, basically, I don't see the mother really being inconvenienced that much by the fetus up to maybe a month, 2 months. So, okay. Really, she only has to endure about 5 months of, you know, less than ideal comfort, and then before she can evict the fetus, a little or no damage to herself.
Okay.
Okay, in the near future, medicine will probably make it impossible for anyone to police abortions anyway. And DROs wouldn't be able to come after you if you were to pursue one clandestinely because it basically involved probably just popping a pill. So
I want you to clarify your last statement, though, about making it impossible to police. What do you mean by that?
Well, if you wanted to pass a law or you wanted to try to stop women from getting abortions in the near future, it won't be possible because it will... pretty much just involved likely popping a pill.
Right.
And, you know, it's pretty hard to keep pills off the market or or prevent people from, you know, popping them, especially in a more advanced market.
Yeah.
Like it would happen under a libertarian society anyway.
I assume you're talking about in the future, I don't know if necessarily a chemical that you're talking about, but maybe, for example, some sort of nanotechnology or something of that nature would definitely be able to accomplish the task.
Oh, even a chemical can do it right now.
Well, I don't know. I think a lot of people would be wary of putting that much poison into their body. It is. They do have chemicals that, you know, like RU486, which is the morning after pill. But that, you know, that's risky. It's not good. I mean, it can make people sick, and it's not, you know, it's a last-ditch effort kind of thing.
Yeah,
those things have their own dangers.
Yeah, it's not that horrible, though. I mean, it's not that great either.
But well, there are two things. There are two things. There's the morning after pill, which is actually relatively safe, as long but that's only effective during the first 72 hours after you've had sex.
I don't even think
actually,
it's that long.
It's 48.
At 48 hours. Okay, it was either 2 days or 3 days, so it's 2 days. But there are also chemically induced abortions for pregnancies that have gone on longer than that, and those are the dangerous ones.
Yeah,
those are the ones because then you actually are having to take enough of a chemical to kill something that is latched on enough to like. Really kind of, I mean, it's not developed enough to survive on its own, but you are having to poison it at that
basically
point.
Basically killing off an organ. It's almost, you know, I would say it's similar.
Yeah, generally not pleasant. But what I was trying to get at was, basically the woman right now only has 5 or 6 months that she needs to be inconvenienced before the baby could be reasonably evicted without too much of a loss of its chances of survival.
Okay.
In the near future, that will drop even farther. So in order to give the woman incentive not to abort the child, we just have to be able to compensate her for that period, that lost value of her life.
That's a good point.
And she could do that in a number of ways in a libertarian society. She could sell the child to the adopted parent. She could demand restitution from the child for trespassing after it's born.
That's interesting. It does make sense in an odd, weird way.
It makes sense. I don't know how practical it is.
No.
Though.
No, it makes perfect sense.
I think it would
that
be
child doesn't return value. Everyone would stigmatize him and shun him for not returning value to the woman who went out of her way for survival.
I think it would make more sense to demand, if you were going to demand that sort of a restitution, I think it would make more sense to demand restitution from the organization or couple or people who would be claiming, to be the new foster parents for that child.
Yes.
I think that would make more sense than to try and claim it, you know, retroactively for 18 years in the future. You know, before that child becomes an adult,
yeah.
I think that
that would be just in case you couldn't cover the full amount from whoever it was purchasing the child from you.
I would say with the amount of chores I had to do as a child, I've more than paid my mother back for what she went through carrying me around.
You sure about that?
Well, probably not.
The radio show?
Probably not. I'm fat and lazy. Anyway, Rob, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We will take your calls about abortion or anything else that's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Yes, yes, yes. It is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. That is toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Torgo here with you.
And Johnson.
And Jason.
Ian and Manwich. In prison.
In the slammer.
Ian was caught as a drug mule.
Ian is now somebody's girlfriend. And that somebody is Manwich.
1-800-2- I can't believe he was able to fit 4 pounds. 4 pounds inside of him.
I know. You look at Ian, you think he only weighs 4 pounds.
See, what's even more unbelievable,
it's
though...
astonishing capabilities as a drug mule.
I can't believe that 12 of the condoms broke, and he still survived.
Yeah. A feat?
That's a slow afternoon for Ian.
Yeah, that's true, that's true. He is a... he is one wacky fella.
He is. He's zany, as a matter of fact.
So, and Manwich, accomplice. Both of them in jail.
Yep. So, they're gone forever, and we are here... forever.
We assure you, though, that we are doing nothing to get them out of jail.
Amp.freetalklive.com.
Yep, that's right. As Ian says, nobody collects a paycheck. We keep it all in cash. Amp.freetalklive.com. I'm kidding. That money does go right back into helping to promote the show. None of us get paid for doing
this. No, I don't even get compensated for gas money.
No, and you have the longest to drive.
Oh, I do. Oh, I do.
Yep. I mean, that's quite a bit of dedication that you're showing there, Jason. And I would like to let you know that I appreciate you and everything that you do for Free Talk Live.
Why, thank you.
Which is why, until yesterday, I hadn't spoken to you in a year. So, anyway, you want to talk about something? Give us a call, 1-800-259-9231. But until then, we've got to try and keep the show interesting. And since we can't, we'll let Johnson talk.
I want to talk about Bush some more. And since we were talking about the whole government evil, why not just continue right along there and talk about the fact that 3 days after Hurricane Katrina wiped out most of New Orleans, President Bush appeared on television and said, "I don't think anybody anticipated the breach of the levees." And, well, his staff has spent about the past 6 months trying to take it back, modify, or explain away those 10 words. The release of a pre-storm video showing officials warning Bush during a conference call that the hurricane approaching the Gulf Coast posed a dire threat to the city and its levees has revived a dispute that the White House had hoped to put behind it. Was the president misinformed, misspoken, or misleading? I'm going to vote for the latter.
Yeah.
The video leaves little doubt that key people in government did anticipate that the levees might not hold. To critics, especially Democrats, but even to some Republicans, it reinforces the conclusion that the government at its highest levels failed to respond aggressively enough to the danger bearing down on New Orleans. To Bush aides, the seeming conflict between Bush's public statements and the private deliberations captured on tape reflects little more, and this is why I don't like reading prep off of a screen, little more than an inartful statement opponents are exploiting for political purposes. This makes it perfectly clear once again that this disaster was not out of the blue or unforeseeable, said Senator David Vitter, I think it's Vitter, a Republican from Louisiana who has been critical of the handling of Katrina. It was not only predictable, it was actually predicted. That's what makes the failures in response at the local, state, and federal level all the more outrageous. Now, you said, Torgo, that there was another video released after this?
Yeah, something that I just saw today. This is from the Associated Press. In the hectic, confused hours after Hurricane Katrina lashed the Gulf Coast, Louisiana's governor hesitantly but mistakenly assured the Bush administration that New Orleans protective levees were intact.
Oh, yeah.
According to a new video obtained by the Associated Press, showing briefings that day with federal officials. She says, her words, the governor, we keep getting reports in some places that maybe water is coming over the levees. We heard a report unconfirmed, I think, but we have not breached the levee. I think we've not breached the levee at this time. So that was what she said, the governor of New Orleans, when government officials called to ask how things were going.
Oh, you know what's interesting about that?
What's that?
The fact that that doesn't change the fact that George Bush is a liar.
Absolutely
a liar,
not.
A raging liar. Because what he said, his words were, you know, to go back up here, he said that I don't think that anyone could predict, or could have predicted, let me see the quote here exactly, I don't think anybody anticipated the breach of the levees. And if you watch the video, which I'm sure you can find online, it's very clear that he was briefed, and it was very clear that there were many people who anticipated that there would be a breach of the levees.
And even this video that the AP is trying to push to clear our fearless leader's name is showing that, well, when everyone was sitting there anticipating a breach of the levees, they called to check to see if that breach that they were anticipating had taken place.
Right, this just enforces it even more.
Yep, he's still a liar. Still a liar.
I'm just wondering any of these things that have happened so far, why hasn't our president been impeached yet? I like to think John Stewart had said something about in some interview. I don't know exactly when interview was. I only heard about this kind of secondhand. But he said he was referring to a brand of toothpaste that 4 out of 5 dentists, prefer this, you know, toothpaste
right.
with fluoride in it or something like that.
And every toothpaste says it. 4 out of 5 dentists agree, Aquafresh, you know, whatever.
Well, the approval rating of our vice president, for example, right now, lower than 20%.
Woo! So, three-quarters of a dentist out of 5 agrees that our vice president is doing a good job. So, yeah.
I think Bush's approval rating is lower than 40% now.
So, either way, both of them, less popular than toothpaste.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least with dentists.
Because, you know, toothpaste is useful.
That's true. And my toothpaste has never lied to me.
Mine did, once.
Really?
It told me I had a cavity and to buy some more of his, you know, a couple of his friends.
Oh, I see. However, one time, toothpaste mistakenly shot me in the face. That did happen one time.
Well, sometimes these things happen.
Right, exactly. I understand. And, you know, I was okay.
You probably shouldn't have been, you know, standing around with a tube of toothpaste and hunting quail.
Right, yep, exactly.
Yep, yep.
I can understand. Toothpaste mistook me for a bird.
Yeah.
That's what must have happened.
Yeah. You must have been startled. You startled the toothpaste.
God.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, I don't know. I don't know exactly where we can go from that toothpaste analogy. All right.
We were talking about toothpaste, right?
Were we? Yes,
we were talking about toothpaste. Definitely, we were talking about toothpaste.
Absolutely. All right. Fine. We're gonna go on to something strange, something unique. You know, we've talked about the snow penis on this show. Well, now we're going to talk about a microwavable penis. That's right. Does anybody here have a problem with that? Doesn't matter, because it's what we're talking about, unless you call and take control of the show. 1-800-259-9231. Think we're not talking serious enough? Get us away from this microwavable penis. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Torgo here with you.
And Johnson.
And Jason.
And don't forget to go to our website at freetalklive.com and check out all the free stuff we've got available for you there, including our bulletin board system. That's right. It's a message board just for you with 88,000 posts, over 1,200 people hanging out, talking, having a good time, all completely free. The bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. And it is the beginning of the month, and one thing we ask our listeners to do every month is to vote for us. In the podcast rankings, you do that by going to vote.freetalklive.com. Take 30 seconds, just fill out your email address, click the little link they send you. It moves us up higher in the rankings, lets more people know about the show, and helps us spread the message of liberty. That's vote.freetalklive.com. So, we are looking at I don't have it here in front of me. But I warned before the break that we were going to start talking about this article here with a microwavable penis.
Doesn't sound too delicious.
A snow penis, not so microwavable. Because, well, it would fall apart rather quickly.
Yeah.
And the one that we talked about here was a little too big to fit into a microwave. Well, here's a story that was sent in by a listener, a story out of Pittsburgh. A man and a woman were sighted on Friday in connection with a bizarre incident that resulted in a fake penis being microwaved at a convenience store.
That's cited as in the legal definition.
Cited as in given a citation, yes. As in being given a ticket and charged with a crime. Leslie Crichton, age 41, and Vincent Bostic, age 31, were both cited for criminal mischief and disorderly conduct in the February 23rd incident at the Get Go Gasoline and Convenience Store.
What was it called?
Get Go! With an exclamation point.
Get Go!
Let's see. Each charge carries a possible sentence of up to 90 days in jail and up to a $300 fine. Mr. Bostic had filled a fake phallus with his own urine that Ms. Crichton, his friend, planned to use to pass a drug test she was taking to get a job. Ms. Crichton asked a store clerk to microwave the device so the liquid inside would be body temperature and fool the people that were giving the drug test.
So they didn't microwave the penis themselves.
No, they asked the clerk to do it for them.
Wow.
I'm not exactly sure why you would go... What would possess you to go like, hey man, can you throw this in the microwave for me?
Just pull it out of your coat. Here you go.
Police still aren't sure why or how Ms. Crichton chose to use a device that mimics the male sex organ to pass her drug test. Not exactly sure the logic on that one. She was not available for comment. Amazingly enough. Her defense attorney didn't dispute the police's account, but said there's no proof that his clients had any criminal intent to damage the microwave. Which is what they're being charged with. Intent to damage the microwave.
Wow.
That's what the basis for the criminal mischief charge is. They were going to blow up the microwave with a urine-filled fake phallus.
Well, I he's probably right.
Yeah, but not on purpose. They weren't doing it specifically to blow up the microwave.
Right, I'm just saying. No, I'm saying their defense attorney is probably right. There probably was no intent to blow up a microwave.
Though. Right, exactly. He says, this is a quote from the attorney, I certainly understand the ramifications, and I'm certainly not saying that it wasn't a stupid thing to do, but there's a lot of bizarre stuff that we don't always have a remedy for in the crime code. He said his clients want to settle the case in part by reimbursing the store for a new microwave.
Oh, so wait, it blew up?
Apparently it did. I don't know.
The clerk actually put it in the microwave.
Apparently the clerk did microwave it for them.
Wow.
So, you know, if I'm working at a convenience store and somebody comes up...
Is still working there, I wonder?
I'm not sure. It doesn't say. But apparently...
Does it have an address at all? I mean, not that we want to give the address on the air, but...
No, just the Get Go Gasoline and convenience store in McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
And it does have a date of the crime?
Last week.
February 23rd. Okay.
February 23rd.
Interesting. So it could be possible to talk to this person.
February 23rd, 10 miles east of Pittsburgh at the Get Go Gasoline convenience store in McKeesport.
I would like to talk to that clerk.
Do you want to see if we can get him on the phone?
Well, I don't know if we want to do it right now.
No, but I mean on the next break, see if we can get him on the phone.
Maybe
we could try.
Interesting.
That certainly would be like, exactly, yeah, because I want to know, what is your thought process when you're standing there at the counter and someone comes up to you and be like, hey, man, can you throw this in the microwave for me?
Oh, sure, no. What the hell?
I mean, are you just like, hey, that ain't no burrito. You know what I mean? What are you
saying?
Maybe
it was disguised. Maybe they took a burrito and wrapped it in a burrito wrapper.
No, or maybe they wrapped it in aluminum foil.
Now, what I want to know is, rubber phalluses, they probably aren't intended to be filled with any sort of liquid.
No.
Right. No. Some are, but like this might be one that's specifically used as a prop for passing a drug test.
They make those?
They do make those.
Wow.
Some of them even come with their own internal heating units.
Good.
Wow.
Night.
Yep.
Preposterous.
Well, yeah. They advertise for them and for other types of kits like that in magazines like
and
High
yet,
Times.
They don't apparently make a model for the ladies.
For the ladies. That's right. Women, demand your own fake genitals. Call up companies. Complain. Write letters. Say, we want fake genitals and we want them now. We'll take your calls about fake genitals or anything else that's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. More coming up in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer. Like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away all that junk you need to make go away from your garage, storage, attic, job site, old office, home, or apartment. That's 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Spring cleaning? Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away that unwanted stuff from your garage, storage shed, attic, job site, office, home, or apartment. Call today. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That is toll-free for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Torgo here with you.
And Johnson.
And Jason.
And don't forget to check out our website at freetalklive.com. Visit the Shrine of Female Listeners. That's a wonderful page on our website where the ladies who listen to Free Talk Live and who appreciate what it is that we're trying to do have taken the time to show their appreciation by sending us a photo.
And they can prove that they're ladies who listen to the show.
That's right. All they have to do, and all you have to do, ladies, if you would like to show your support for Free Talk Live, is take a picture of yourself in some way showing that you listen to Free Talk Live. Maybe you're holding up a sign. Maybe you've got your head next to your iTunes playlist. Anything. Just show that you've listened to the show. You can email those pictures to ftl@freetalklive.com. It is the Shrine of Female Listeners.
And I want you all to think about something here. Go out, especially guys, just go out on the street and just go up to every woman you see and just ask her to email you a picture. And then you'll see how difficult, really, it is to get women to just email you their picture. I mean, when you see one woman on the shrine, I mean, think about how many women have had to listen to our show before they were actually, you know, we're going to get one that's going to email in her picture. I mean, again, you can test that theory. Just walk up to people on the street and say, hey, can you email me a picture?
Well, maybe.
Of you holding a sign with my name on it? Just send me a picture with you with my name on it.
Maybe difficult for you characters.
Well, we're not all like you, Jason.
Quite true.
We're not... We aren't all as blessed as Jason could be. That's a man who could take out a microwave. So, anyway, news about the show. As we have mentioned earlier, Ian and Manwich, not here this evening. They had gone out of town for a convention. However, there was a slight mishap, and Ian and Manwich are both currently serving time in our wonderful government prison system. Ah, that's nice, isn't it?
It's debatable, but I think, to some extent, that the actions that they took are heroic.
How do you say?
I don't know. I mean, it's morally debatable, but in the end, I think, overall, I think it was good. I think it was good, good action.
So the end justifies the means.
I think the ends do justify the means.
Look, just because those old women that they were beating with hammers were Catherine Harris supporters doesn't mean that it was okay for them to do it. They were still beating old women with hammers.
As I understand it, though, the hammers were not that big.
That's probably
tiny,
true.
Tiny little hammers.
Yeah. They were those rubber reflex mallets, and they were just tapping them on the elbow.
And they somehow, after a very prolonged period of time, managed to knock these ladies out.
Well, old people are brittle. They shatter easily.
Oh, yeah, the osteoporosis.
Exactly. Yeah. So, Ian and Manwich, in prison. This show is ours forever. You don't like it? Well, we're lying. So, or are we? Story out of Aurora, Colorado. Something to keep us busy until you call in at 1-800-259-9231. About 100 students at a suburban Denver high school walked out of class to protest a decision to put a teacher on administrative leave while the school investigates whether he allegedly made remarks in class comparing President Bush to Adolf Hitler. So,
come on. Hitler isn't that bad.
Free speech being completely impugned in the public school system. You got an opinion on that? You got something else to say? We'll talk about it coming up in hour number 3, 1-800-259-9231. More Free Talk Live coming your way.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. The